It's time for Benedict and Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports Boosters.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
Welcome to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Ashland, Kansas, where we're getting set for college basketball this evening here on CARE Radio as in the heart of America Athletic Conference, Benedictine plays host to Peru State. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and our engineer. He's back at the CARE Radio Sports Studio. Gus Counts will be here shortly. Tom Counts with you. And as these two teams out on the court get ready to go and going through the final warm-up drills, and the crowd's continuing to make its way into the gymnasium here this evening. It is a small crowd. It's probably going to be a small crowd. Remember, students are not back here yet. It's a little bit brisk outside, and Peru State does not traditionally travel particularly well. All that said, this should be a very good ball game between Benedictine, a team who had a tough beginning to the season, the year 2022 here in January, and a Peru State team that is vastly, vastly improved. That said, we're going to take a quick break. We'll return, bring you the starters for the ball game here this evening and the tip-off for the ladies' game. Don't forget, it's the first of two. Ladies' game here at 5:30, the guys' game slated to get underway at 7:30 tonight. So we got a great fun night for you here from the Nolan. That said, we're kicking it back to Joseph. We'll return with more right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison. New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Ashland County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, bum, bum.
And with that, we welcome you back again to the Nolan Gymnasium here on the Benedictine College campus. The PA announcer, that's Aaron down there, doing a great job. He's getting set to introduce the starters to the crowd on hand. And with that said, allow me to introduce them to you. First of all, for the visitors, the Peru State Lady Bobcats coming in tonight under second season head coach Ian Holleran. Lady Bobcats are 8-6 on the season. They are 3-2 in the conference, and they're going to be starting a very, very, very young team, okay? And get a little light going on here where we could tell you that the elder statesman is Jessica Mosley. Jessica is a 5'8" red-shirt junior from Shenandoah, Iowa. One sophomore, that's Julie Miller. You know Julie. We've watched her play throughout her high school career at Pleasant Ridge High School. Julie's a 6'2 sophomore out of Eastern Kansas. Then three freshmen with Haley Ingram, 5'6 out of Omaha. You've got Maddie Duncan. She's 5'6 from Hamburg, Iowa. And the third freshman at 5'8 out of Mount Air, Iowa, Samantha Stewart. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens and head coach Chad Folsom. Coach Folsom into the ballgame tonight. He is in, can you believe it, his 20th season. Lady Ravens are 11-4. On the year, they are 4-2 in conference play. A little change up tonight for BC as they have suffered an injury bug. You're going to have it the point guard tonight. The 5'6" freshman out of Goddard, Kansas, Kennedy Nicholson. Aaliyah Rainsey, 5'8" junior from Meriden, Kansas, out of Maple Plain, Minnesota. At 6'2", it's senior Natalie Samarin. 5'10", senior Tyler Washington from Gardner, Kansas, and out of Harrah, Oklahoma. Standing 6'1", it'll be senior Allie Brzozowski. Benedictine led in scoring by Skylar Washington, 11.5 a game in. She is the only starter in double-digit scoring. However, Brzozowski averages 9, Samarin 9.5, and Reigns 9.2, so a bunch of them right on the cusp. Speaking of on the cusp, with a 50-point game tonight, Natalie Samarin can join the 1,000-point club. Expecting that it may not happen this evening, we're going to be keeping a close watch on it because certainly before very long, Natalie will be a 1,000-point career scorer. Peru State out of the court first, and Julie Miller is going to be coming into the center circle. Peru and they're traveling royal blue with white and black, lettering a trim Benedict into the home. Whites with red and black. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Skylar Washington in the circle for Benedict. The ball is up, the tip is away, and Brzozowski is going to corral it, and Benedict is on offense to begin things here tonight. Lady Ravens with the bounce. Come on. Out on top of it again, it's going to be Kennedy Nicholson. Goes to the right side to Skyler. He'll dump it over to Natalie on the right side of the free throw line. Now driving into the lane. They'll skip pass down low. Brzozowski for a baseline two. Allie was really denied over Monday night at Central Methodist. Only coming up with a couple of points, but she knocks down one early here tonight. And BC takes an early 2-0 lead. Peru State into the forecourt with it. Here's Ingram. She's got it up between the circles. Kicks it over to the right side. Now, the problem with the Peru lettering and numbering system is on the blue jersey, it is a very fine white piping outlining the number. But the center of the number is the same color as the rest of the uniform, so it is almost impossible to read. And here's the shot goes up, and on the rebound, we're going to get a jump ball. The ball tied up between Brzozowski and Miller. And it will come back to Benedictine. We're a minute into the ball game. Lady Ravens leading in here 2-0. Full court pressure applied by BC. Ruth is still in the backcourt. They'll dump it over to the left side to Stewart. She'll come into the forecourt, take it across the timeline and cut it back into the middle. Kicks it there to Duncan. Now back out on top. They run kind of a motionish offense as Stewart will drive toward the top. Now it's going to be batted out of her hand. And Samarin is on the floor scrapping for the basketball. And again, it'll be a jump ball called. This time it'll be back to Benedictine. 2-0 Lady Ravens in front. 8:42 to go here in the opening quarter. Grandpa Jack is here tonight. Always good to see longtime Raven fans on hand in the game. Here's a beat down to Alley. Tries to get a shot away. Double team down to the baseline, and we're going to get another jump ball called. And back is going to come once again to Peru State. Starters still on the floor for both teams. Ingram, Duncan Mosley, Stewart, and Miller for Peru. For Benedictine, Brzezowski, Washington, Samarin, Reigns, and Nicholson. Driving down coast to coast. Running shot, no. Rebound and another jump ball. Samarin and Miller. 2-0 BC. 8:14 to play here in the opening quarter. Women's college basketball. The guys' game, as we indicated earlier, will be coming up after this one. It's a college hoops doubleheader. The guys anticipated tip-off at about 7:30. Here's a feed to the right side. Skyler launching the three. It will not drop. And a Peru State rebound by Ingram. She'll weave her way into the forecourt, jump it over to the left side to Duncan. Duncan takes it on the wing, working in front of Reigns, pushes it back out on top between the circles to Mosley. Mosley will kick it over to the right side near the 28-foot mark. Now trying to drive it in the middle, slipping, stumbling, and the ball's going to be picked up off the floor. Here comes Benedictine, taken off the floor by Nicholson. She'll dish it over to the right side to Reigns, back out to the free throw line, Samarin. Again, it'll come to Reigns, skip pass over to the left side. Skyler lobs it off down low. Brzezowski, undefended, scores. Allie Brzezowski has all four of Benedictine's points. Lady Ravens leading it 4-0. 7.5 to go in the opening quarter. We've had no fouls. And again, the ball is on the floor being fought for. And it'll be taken away by Nicholson. And her outlet pass to Brzezowski is going to be solo back by Peru State. The lob will go to the left side. Mosley shot blocked by Samarin. It's going to go out of bounds to Peru. First substitution of the game is coming in for Peru State, and this will be Libby Blaumert, another freshman. She's 6 foot tall out of Plattsmouth, Nebraska. So again, Peru State with a red shirt junior, a sophomore, and pretty much everyone else, and almost everybody on the roster, freshman. And the ball is going to be knocked away by Skyler Benedictine, coming up with a steal. Lady Raymond's up the floor. Nicholson down the right side, gives it over to Skyler, Washington, back to Brzezowski. Thought about three, then didn't. Goes to Reigns on the left side. Samarin, back right, Skyler. Kicks in the middle. Brzezowski from 15. That one won't go. She was 2 of 2 shooting until that one. Still a 4-0 BC lead. 6.5 to play in a rapidly moving opening quarter. Peru State has not yet found the range, but as I indicated in the opening game comments, this Peru team is a much improved group. Oh, a shoulder and an offensive foul. Here's what you can't do. Julie Miller is tall. She is strong, but you cannot dip that shoulder and then go in and raise up into the defender. She is going to draw a foul. It'll be her first of the night. First foul on either team this evening, and Lady Ravens are back up the floor. Here's Nicholson between the circles to Marin. Travels. No. Maybe gotten fouled. She did. In a real size mismatch, Natalie Samarin is being guarded by the 5'6 point Haley Ingram. And Haley tried to reach in and utilize her small size to maybe come up with that steal, but ultimately picked up a foul. So Ingram will have her first. That'll be team foul two. Baseline turnaround shot. Good. Another bucket for Allie Brzezowski. She's got a half a dozen. We're getting a timeout taken by Peru State. Tomcats taking a break, and so shall we. Coming at 5:59 to play. We're in the opening quarter of the ladies' game in Atchison. Benedictine 6, Peru State nothing.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
to have you back with us here in Atchison, Kansas, Bruce A. Change to they're passed over to the wing, slapped out of bounds by BC. It's going to get away over there and go out of play. Got to show Jennifer Jacobs my Christmas gift a little later. Driving shot is up, it's off the mark, no. And we're going to get a whistle. We got a foul underneath. Santa brought me a Cape and Mount Carmel hat, and I'm very proud of that. And that, of course, where Lady Raven Jennifer Jacobs played her high school basketball. Benedictine picking up their first foul of the game, and the free throw is up and in, and the Lady Bobcats are on the board thanks to that shot by Maddie Duncan. So Duncan will hit the first, and the second rolls around. It is good as well. It is now 6-2, Benedictine. 5:40 to play here in the first. Substitutions into the lineup for the Lady Ravens. It's going to be 6'3" sophomore Kyra Miskiraka. BC out on top. Brzezowski goes over to the left side. Nicholson looking in. Skip pass. Miss Kiraka has it, pushes it back out on top. Skyler Washington goes right side to Rain. Rain's long cross court, all alone, undefended three. Skyler, perfect. Skyler Washington. She had the time over there to check the windage, the elevation, the temperature, and the dew point, and launched that thing in 5 minutes ago in the opening quarter. Benedictine up now 9-2. Bobcats into the right corner, trapped there a little bit. Always a mistake to drive down the floor and put yourself in the corner. But this time they're able to escape, get it in the middle. Julie Miller shot wide to the left side. BC coming up with the basketball. Here's Nicholson. She gets the board, changes hands with the dribble. She comes up the floor, over to the left side. Reigns wants a three of her own. It will dip out. Rebounding it back down. Benedictine, and then it's going to be stolen away by the Bobcat. Threw up the floor. 9-2 BC, 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens are set to bring a couple of substitutions into the game. You're going to have Maddie Melton coming in. You're going to have Heather Runabon checking in at the next dead ball. Shot from the outside is up, it's no good. It's another rebound by the Raven point guard. Nicholson up the floor. Goes to the right. Skyler hits another three. Skyler Washington. Washington has six. Brzezowski has six. The Ravens scoring inside and outside. They lead it 12-2. Now a steal. Good turnaround from the baseline. Up off the mark. No. Rebound. Brzezowski wrenches it. Free it. BC will keep his offense going. Now we have a whistle off the ball, and we're going to have a moment for a player out there, which will allow a couple of substitutes into the game. Mosley will come back in. Also, Samantha Stewart back in for Peru. Julie's going to come out, and also out of the game comes Natasha Deal. She was in for just a brief moment. Bruce State's Natasha Deal, again, another freshman out of Winnebago, Nebraska. Here's a three, left side. This one won't go down for Kennedy Nicholson. Long rebound by Kennedy, and we get a whistle. We got a foul. And, man, when I see a player fall into another player like that and hit him kind of in the side, you always are just concerned everybody's okay. But Kyra seems to be fine out there. She's still recovering from the knee injury from a year ago wearing that rather considerable knee brace on her right leg. 3:43 to go in the opening quarter. 12-2 is the Benedictine lead. Ronabom will take the inbound. It'll go back to Nicholson. Here's Heather, Kennedy, in the middle, Kyra, right side, Alley. Ravens around the perimeter. Ronabom puts it on the court, dishes back behind her. Comes out on top. The three for Nicholson. No. And a rebound down, Natasha Deal. No, excuse me, that's got to be Jacinka Mosley. So Jacinka coming up with a rebound and coming up the floor with the ball. Look at Haley Ingram. She dribbles with the right hand, and it's like a stiff arm by a running back with the left as she's holding her defender at bay. Peru for three from the right side. No. And a rebound is on the floor. 3-4 players are on there scrumming for the ball, and what will be the call here? If we have a foul or we got a jump ball? He's coming to the scorer's table. And so the foul is going to be on Kyra. It is her first, Benedictine's second foul in the game. It is a 12-2 BC lead. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Peru State has not found its offense or anything that looks like it. Julie Miller back in, gets knocked to the floor, and the cross-court pass is stolen away. Here comes Benedictine. Up the floor with it. Lady Ravens, they'll take it down the left side. Riley Wade in the game for BC. You're not going to be familiar with Riley. She hasn't gotten a lot of time yet. She's a 5'9 sophomore out of Olathe, Kansas, has played in one game. She became eligible at the semester and has played over at Central Methodist, her only appearance so far in the season. Wade will have the ball knocked out of her hands down to the baseline, but they'll say it's off, Riley. And back it will come to PSU. It's not Penn State, Peru State. 2:27 to go in the first quarter. Peru with the basketball. Up court pass, knocked away. Kyra at 6'3", dribbles it up the floor, gets tripped, falls to the ground, and as a Bobcat player picks it up, she slides down the floor about a body length, and that's going to be a travel. It will come back again to Benedictine. 2:15 to play in the first quarter. And again, it will be Riley Wade. She'll inbound it. Kyra, backing in. We're going to get Julie. Hook shot scores! Kyra Misuraca with her first bucket of the game and is now 14-2 Benedictine. A little information about Riley Wade. Wade is, again, only played in that one game so far. And the ball's going to be passed down to the baseline. It's going to be lost out of bounds. Okay, we're going to get a timeout. We come back and I'll get you a little Riley Wade biography. But right now we're going to take a break with a 1:50 to go. We're in the opening quarter in Atchison, Kansas. It's all Lady Ravens early. BC, 14, Peru 2.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good to have you along with us here on a cool January evening. I promised you a Riley Wade bio. How about this? Before coming to Benedictine, Riley Wade had been playing at NCAA Division II Colorado Christian University in Lakewood, Colorado. She played one season for the Lady Cougars, 5'9 guard. She played 8 games her freshman year, and she's originally out of Olathe, Kansas, playing her high school ball at Olathe Northwest. At Olathe Northwest, she averaged 10-5-4. So, pretty productive high school career, along with all-conference honors. Started every game for her team in her junior and senior years, and both of those years, they went to the 6A state tournament. So, strong credentials for Riley Wade. Here's the feed underneath, and the turnaround shot is good. Julie Miller and a plus one. Julie Miller, I suspect all of the Peru State fans here tonight are Julie's friends and family, because they're going to be the ones who make a, 15-minute trip maybe from the Easton area. Here's your free throw up, and it rolls, and it's in. Miller with her third point of the ball game, and it is now a 14-5 Lady Raven advantage in the last minute and a half of the opening quarter. Back up with the basketball, Benedictine. Lady Raven's over to the right side. Front of bomb, Melton. Wade, Samarin, and San Juan in the game right now for BC. Here's a 15-footer. It's up and good. How about that for Madeline Melton? It'll be her first points of the game. 1 minute to play in the first. 16-5, Benedictine. They're leading by 11. They've led by as many as a dozen. The feed to the left, the three, it's online. It is perfect. What a nice shot by Maddie Duncan for Peru State. 16-8 Benedictine. Up the floor with the basketball, BC, and Melton will go over to the right side, Ronnebaum. Heather, a little left-hand dribble, works her way around to the left side, goes all the way to the baseline, dumps it across. What a beautiful assist by Ronnebaum, and an easy bucket for Natalie Samarin for her first point of the day. 18-8 Lady Ravens. 20 seconds left, shot clock off. First quarter, drawing to a conclusion. Peru brings it out on top. Got Coach Hollering all the way out to midcourt, getting his team some instructions. With seven, the driving shot is up. It's blocked away, and we got an offensive foul. They're going to say Natalie was posted up down low. So Samarin draws a foul. It is going to be the second foul of the game by Peru's starting point guard, Haley Ingram. Now for BC, 5 seconds. Oh, you started the clock before the ball came in. They were rolling it up the floor, and the clock started. And the shot at the buzzer, it won't go in anyway. We've come to the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the floor. Ladies' game has a Benedictine women way out in front. After one, BC 18, Peru State 8.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
With 6 points apiece, Benedictine, Skylar Washington, and Allie Brzezowski lead the way in scoring after the opening quarter. Melton, Samarin, and Miss Kiraka, each with two. For Peru State, it was a 5-point first quarter for Maddie Duncan and a 3-point opening quarter for Julie Miller. Benedictine getting set to go. They will have the original starting five, Nicholson, Rain, Samarin, Washington, Brzezowski. And for Peru, let's see who they're going to have out here. For the Lady Bombcats, it is going to be, we got Natasha Deal who's back in the game. She was out there for a brief period of time early on. Deal and Duncan, Stewart and Miller, and in for the first time today is going to be Maria Alcantara. The drive left, the shot nicely done. Natasha Deal with her first points of the game at Peru is in double-figure scoring now. Ravens lead at 18-10. Just underway here in the second quarter. BC with it on the right side. They'll feed Samarin off the block in trouble, double-teamed, jammed up. Got to get rid of it. Brings it off on top. Here's Nicholson for three. Boom. Kennedy Nicholson's first bucket of the game. 21-10 Lady Ravens. Julie Miller will have it near midcourt as they loft it way up there to her and kicks it back over to Natasha Deal. Natasha Deal out of Winnebago, Nebraska. You know what the product made in Winnebago, Nebraska? Give yourself a minute. Wonder what they make there. Minute into the second quarter and Peru travels and turns it over. Benedictine will have it back in. If you like a home with wheels, you like visiting Winnebago, Nebraska. 21-10. Benedictine in front. Here comes Kennedy Nicholson out on top. Over to the right side. Looking into the middle is Rains. Back out on top, Brzezowski. Shot clock at 14. BC has never had a problem with getting a shot away with a little bit of time left. Here's Skyler. She will drive to the right side. Kicks it back. Rains goes in, puts one up, nope, and rebound hauled in by Peru State. Now, the shot clock had gone off, but that ball never drew iron. It went over the top of the rim, and the officials, in error, stopped the game because Peru had caught the rebound on the fly and were coming up the court when the shot clock violation horn sounded. 8.5 to go in the half. Bobcats with the basketball, Maddie Duncan. brings it up. We're going to get into range. She's going to take it coast to coast. And Reigns blocks it from behind. What a defensive play. Here comes BC and Nicholson up the floor. Alley for a long three. It rims out. The feed underneath. The follow is good by Samarin. Natalie Samarin hits the bucket. It'll be her fourth points of the game. And it's down 23-10. This is the largest lead for the Lady Ravens. First eight works it to the middle. A little two-handed dish pass down low. Julie Miller pulls up. She will not miss that 12-foot unguarded baseline shot. She's at 5 points now. 23-12. Purdue State, they are a very balanced scoring team coming in here tonight. They've got four players who average over 11 a game. BC on offense, and they're going to turn it over. So, Purdue State has a capable offense and are able to get some points on the board. And now, checking into the game for the first time tonight is going to be Adriel Bell. Adriel Bell will come in. Bell is not particularly tall. They've got her listed at 5'4", and that will be a generous 5'4". She's out of Independence, Missouri, a sophomore. She does not play a lot, averaging 0.6 a game. Here's a shot from the left side. It's up and in. And knocking that one down for Purdue State is going to be Alcantara. Her first points, 23-14. Lady Ravens with the lead with the ball back out on top. They're going to go working around the outside. Kick it over to Nicholson. Skylar Washington at the top. Dumps it to the right side. Reigns. Reigns lifted it up and knows she didn't. BC with a turnover there. Benedictine has already utilized a lot of talent in the game. They've already gone five deep, or rather, nine deep. Make that 10 deep. We're able to play 10 players already. Back in for BC, Kyra, Miss Huraca. Bobcats in the Miller. And Julie shot will not count. There's a travel. Lady Ravens have it back in. Now into the game for Peru State is Libby Baumert. So Baumert out of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, a 6-foot freshman. And again, for Peru, a lot of it is just a matter of these young players getting some collegiate PT. Here's a baseline three for the Lady Ravens. It won't go, and the rebound is going to be hauled down by the smallest player on the floor. Now, Julie Miller gets up, and she's wincing and coming up the floor, very labored. Surprised they have not stopped the game to check on her, but she's moving around, but very slowly and obviously in discomfort. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Here's a three, top of the key, off the mark. Rebound tipped down, and BC with another board. I am impressed with the rebounding skills Kennedy Nicholson has shown me tonight. That is her fourth rebound already this evening. Here's Reigns for the basketball. Gets it over to Kyra. Back comes to Reigns, who gets hooked and fouled. She was being defended by Adriel Bell. She cut to the inside and then turned outside, and Bell was completely... This is one of those ankle-breaking kind of moves, and so as she was falling to the floor, she just reached out with her free hand and hooked her with the elbow. Put her on the floor. Bell will have her first foul tonight. Benedictine in the lane. The shot off the window went good by Kyra. She's got four. 25-14, Lady Ravens. 5.5 to go in the half. Peru, they've got just a revolving door going right now at the scorer's table. And you got to be expecting the coach hollering with an 8-6 team, 3-2 in the conference. He's just looking to try to get a lot of players some time. Look for that magic combination. Here's a three that's halfway down and spins out. Rebound is going to be stolen away by Benedictine. Coming up with it is Wade. Riley Wade comes up with the ball. She's got it at the top. Does not take the three. Drives it toward the free throw line. Now the feed in the middle to Kyra. Backing in on Julie. Backing in on Julie. Shoots and puts it in. Nicely done. Miss Huraca has her 6th point of the game, and it's 27-14. And once again, BC leads by 13 points, equaling their largest lead of the evening. Bell with the basketball, and we have a whistle and an illegal screen set. It's going to be second foul of the game on Julie Miller. Julie's coming out. Bell is coming out. No, Julie started out. You can't have six, Coach. They're going to have to figure out it. Exactly. I think it's Julie. Okay. I'm sure she was the one who was supposed to have rotated right there, and now she checks out of the game. Mosley is back in for Peru State. Mosley, Alcantara, Laumert, Deal, and Duncan. BC with the basketball with 4:20 to go in the half. They lead by some 13 points. Back on offense. Mr. Rocca kicks it right side. Here's a shot. 3, no. Rebound tipped out, and look at Kyra at 6'3", sprinting the floor like a guard. Brings it back off on top. Range for 3, just short. Offensive board, forward home. Counter for Kennedy Nicholson, and she's at 5 points. 29-14. Lady Ravens by some 15 points. It is now their largest lead of the game. And I think we're going to get Anna to check back in for BC. Topside with it is going to be Mosley. She's got the basketball for Peru State. Pumps it over to the left side to Duncan. Duncan holding the ball high above her head. Kicks it over to the left. 8 on the shot clock. 5 on the shot clock. As the feed goes underneath, it is lost and misplayed. Goes out of bounds and untouched by Benedictine. It is Lady Raven basketball. We're going to get Natalie Samarin back into the game, and also back in is going to be Anna San Juan. Benedictine has now gone 11 players deep in the game. They've got 2 players still left on the bench who have not gotten in, and we've still got over 3 minutes to go in the half. And a whistle and a foul off the basketball. And I'm not sure against whom that is called. Twyla picks up the foul. And, you know, she is just now coming to the game for the first time tonight. Twyla Carrasquillo. Here's the outlet pass down the floor, and the Ravens are going to steal it back. Here comes BC. San Juan up the floor. Works around to the right side of Natalie. They'll swing it back over to the left corner. Reigns down from the baseline. Shot is up. Twyla no good. Rebounding it. Peru State. Deal coming down with the basketball. She'll bring it up the floor herself. Takes it across the timeline. Angling widely to the right side. 29-14. Benedictine. 2:40 to go in the half. Down the left side is going to be Deal. She'll accelerate down to the baseline. Puts the shot up off the block. We're going to get a blocking foul on Aaliyah Reigns. Reigns will pick up the personal foul, and I've got her for a couple now. At the free throw line, Peru State and Natasha Deal. Her shot, it's up, and it's good. Natasha Deal is a 61. 61% free throw shooter, and the numbers bear out as the second one is no good. And up over the basketball comes BC. Over to the left side, Twyla. Way out on the wing to Wade. Top side with the basketball. Run a bomb. Feeds underneath. The turnaround. Good. Samarin for 2 more. She's at 6. Benedictine has 4 players with 6 points each. 1 with 5 and 1 with 2. That's the Ravens scoring at a foul against Peru State on the upcourt play. It'll be Bobcat basketball coming into midcourt. 2:12 to play in the first half. Here's Adriel Bell. She works around to the right side. Little skip pass in. Off the block. Looking for a shot. Great defense by Samara. Now the 3 from the right side. Nicely done. Great shot for Jacinka Mosley at her first points of the game. 31-17. Benedictine with the lead with the basketball. And we're in the last 2 minutes of the half. driving across San Juan, throws one up off balance and misses. And as he reaches in for the board and is able to tie it up. Ana San Juan for Benedictine is a 5'7 senior from Spain. Now we have a couple of officials having a powwow down here in the baseline corner directly adjacent to the Peru State bench. And whatever it is, they seem to have it ironed out, and it'll be Lady Raven basketball. In with it out on top, Riley Wade. Over to the left side, Samarin drops the shoulder, backing in, pushing, shoving, nothing there. Kicks it back to San Juan. She'll stop at the free throw line. The defense falls off, and she just pops it in from 15. And a San Juan for two. 33-18. Let me fix that. 33-18, Benedictine. 1 minute to go in the half. Alcantara way out on top for the Bobcats. They'll feed into the lane, backing in. Underhand shot misses, and the rebound taken down by BC and San Juan. She comes up court with it, pulls up her dribble, a big underhanded scoop bounce pass. Out on top, it's going to come again to Heather. Feeds in the middle to Brzezowski, who's pushed in the back and fouled by Jacinta Mosley. Mosley will pick up her first foul tonight, and it'll be 1, 2, 3 fouls for Peru State here in the second quarter. Bell coming back off the floor, and once again, we're going to get Natasha Dio back in for Peru State. Lady Ravens with 20 on the shot clock on the inbound. It comes in, and turning around, Samarin goes up and in. She's at 8 points now. 35-18 for the second time. Benedictine by 17. Outlet. Nice play. Deal shot. No. Rebound, Samarin. No real good reason that Natasha Deal could not hit that layup. No one in front of her, and she just missed it. Now, with the shot clock off, San Juan hands it across the timeline. 7 seconds, 6. Anna accelerates left side. Dishes it over, out on top. And the Ravens are probably not going to get a shot away. They will not, and we have come to the end of the opening half. A big half for the Lady Ravens. We'll return to summarize it for you at intermission. Benedictine 35, Peru State 18.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Unley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Unley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Unley Liquor.
Hello, Benedictine Lady Ravens played 12 players. That's almost as many points as Peru State has at halftime. BC in front, 35-18. And a look at the scoring for you. For the Lady Bobcats, it was 5 each for Maddie Duncan and Julie Miller. 3 apiece for Natasha Deal and Jacinta Mosley, and 2 in the opening half for Maria Alcantara. For Benedictine, what a great half for the Lady Ravens and Natalie Samarin with 8-6 apiece. Skylar Washington, Allie Brzezowski, and Kyra Misuraka. 5 of the first half for Kennedy, Nicholson, and then his two apiece were Melton and San Juan. Benedict had shot, and they shot very, very well. Matter of fact, when you can hit half of your shots, that's a pretty good day. 50% for BC as they are 16 of 32, but only 3 of 12 from the outside. In the middle, Natalie Samarin showing them how it's done. 4 of 4 from the floor. Oh, by the way, Kyra is 3 of 3 from the floor. So the Benedict and 5 are a perfect 7 of 7. Lady Ravens dominating in the paint. For Peru State in the first half, they shot 37% from the floor, 6 of 16, hitting 2 of 5 three-point shots and 4 of 5 at the free throw line. Rebounding, a quick look at that, 15 boards for Benedict and 11 for Peru State. And for the Lady Ravens, 8 defensive and 7 offensive boards. BC able to keep that ball alive and in play in their hands. You know what? We're going to take a bit of a break. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. Don't forget, we'll have men's basketball coming up an anticipated 7:30 tip-off, and should be pretty much on course for that kind of a time frame. But prior to that, of course, it'll be the second half of the ladies' game. We look forward to bringing that to you as well. And we'll do just that when we return. But right now, with the halftime score in the Nolan, Benedictine 35, Peru State 18. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the CARE Sports Studio, and you bet it's a halftime show.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 7-Eleven Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening, taking a look at the CARE Country Sports Schedule. Tomorrow night brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look comes to you from the CARE Radio Sports Studios and airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday night brings us to high school basketball as we've got Valley Falls at JCN with the girls taking to the court at 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8. Saturday, we've got Benedictine basketball as the Ravens are on the road at Graceland with the women taking to the court at 2 p.m. The men should take to the court right around 4. Coming up next Tuesday, we've got high school basketball again as we've got Oskaloosa on the road at Horton. Girls game at 6 p.m. Boys should take to the court at 8 p.m.
Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. Nearly half of adults in the U.S. have high blood pressure, but only 1 in 4 have it under control. From measuring your blood pressure to discussing family history, your primary care provider can help you gain a solid understanding of your heart disease risk. Schedule a visit with an Amberwell primary care provider today to talk about your heart health. Call 913-367-7300 for a no-wait, same-day appointment. That's 913-367-7300.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Taking a look at some of the other contests in women's basketball this evening, we've got one final and a forfeit. It was Mount Mercy taking home the win over William Penn with a 2-0 score. In the halftime scores, we've got Central Methodist at 36 points over Baker's 28. Clark is leading Grandview right now with a lead of 44-27 at the start of the third. In the Park Evangel game, it is 29-23. Graceland at halftime is sitting at 27 points over Culver Stockton's 21. And in the Mid-America Nazarene Missouri Valley game, Mid-America Nazarene is leading 52-31. In the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got the Ravens at 35 points with the Peru State Bobcats at 18 points. We'll be returning to the women's game after we take a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A wind chill advisory begins at midnight tonight and continues until noon tomorrow. Lows dip down to about 5 above tonight under cloudy skies with a chance of snow. Northerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 12 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows around 3 above tomorrow night. Overcast. A dusting of snow tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Our temperature has been sliding since noon, where we had a recorded high of 20 degrees. It's currently 16 degrees with a wind out of the west at 7 miles per hour, giving us a wind chill of 6 degrees out there. The barometric pressure is sitting at 30.16 inches of mercury, and our dew point 2 degrees Fahrenheit with a relative humidity of 54%. Around the area, it's 16 degrees in Horton. Valley Falls is checking in at 17 degrees with St. Joseph, Missouri reading 15 degrees. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Unaffiliated entities.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Fortune, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Christy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison. New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum,
local radio continues to stand out among all audio platforms. Why? Because local radio broadcasters are one of you. Members of the community who see, care about, and understand what's going on in our hometowns. Local radio supports businesses and schools while also providing breaking news and weather, plus local events coverage and entertainment. Staying connected to our communities is at the heart of what we do. Trusted, accessible, free. Kansas broadcasters remain focused on you.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couts live at the arena for the second half action.
Good to have you back with us. It's good to have the Benedictine Ravens back with us in the second semester. And it feels like it's been a long time since they've been here in the Nolan. Well, it's because it's really been a long time since they've been here in the Nolan. Benedictine is back home for the first time tonight since December the 11th. And it looks like they are glad to have some of that familiar ambiance here. They are playing well, leading at 35-18 as we go to the second half. The Benedictine Lady Ravens leading Peru State. Bobcats are going to be putting it in play. And the second half is underway. Peru going, of course, left to right across your dial here in the second half. Peru will have its original starting five: Ingram, Duncan, Mosley, Stewart, and Miller. And a shot from the outside. It's up and good for three. Maddie Duncan has her second three-pointer of the game. 35-21, Benedictine. The feed will go to Samarin just inside the free throw line in the lane. She'll dump it quickly back out on top. Skyler Washington over to Ali Brzezowski. Ali backing in, twist, turns, feeds a cutter, and the layup is good by Sim Aaron. The 4 and 5 had collapsed down around Brzezowski as she was backing into the lane. It left Natalie wide open. She cut from the outside to the hoop and lays it up and in. Samarin in double-figure scoring now with 10. 37-21, Benedictine. Bobcats around to the left side. Looking in. Having a hard time breaking into the lane. Now the cross-court pass is bad. It's been saved by Judy Miller. And her cross-court pass stolen by Skyler. Here comes Skyler Washington. The pride of Gardner Edgerton. Comes out on top. The three launch Nichols. They count him. Kennedy Nicholson from deep for the outside. And the Ravens stretch their lead to 40-21. It is their largest advantage tonight. 8.5 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine looking for their 12th win of the season here tonight. We're going to be back with the Ravens Saturday. We'll be traveling to Iowa, BC at Graceland. A couple of afternoon games coming up on Care Radio Saturday with the Ravens from Lamoni. The ball is going to be running play from the far side. A Benedictine foul. And the officials now, they're going to make a couple of substitutions. And Cruz going to use this opportunity to get Natasha Deal back into the game. But Deal will do the inbound work. 8:10 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine in front, 40-21. Around to the left side with it is going to be Peruse. They kicks it over to Alcantara. She'll look off inside. No room there. Goes behind her to Deal. Deal rotates around the right side. 5 on the shot clock. The feet underneath. Little behind the head. Layup is badly off the mark and rebounded down by Kennedy Nicholson for Benedictine. Here come the Lady Ravens. The feed, the shot, the score! Nicholson to Reigns and Aaliyah. Puts it in. Her first points of the game, and Peru State frustrated, taking a timeout. Joseph, let's enjoy it with them. What do you say? We've got 7:45 to go in the third quarter. It is all Benedictine in the ladies' game. Ravens 42, Bobcats 21.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium. Guys game coming up here with an anticipated 7:30 tip-off on Care. So stick around with us for that. They expect it to get away in about an hour. But at the tempo of this game, they might even get a bit of an early start. I think that'd be okay with just everybody. Back out of the court for Peru will be Ingram, Duncan Deal, Alcantara, and Miller. On the floor for Benedictine, Brzezowski, Washington, Samarin, Reigns and Nicholson. Peru will bring it up, get into the forecourt. Long cross-court pass is going to be saved. BC's putting a little pressure on that upcourt, and Peru had to fight it just a little bit, but gets it across the timeline, and will work the outside above the three-point ring. Got to remember, the three-point shot is a little further this year than it was last, so we have new lines out of the court. People come down to the right side. Here's Reigns driving it all the way to the baseline. Kicks it out. Natalie from 15. It won't roll in. And the rebound out of Peru's Duncan. Maddie Duncan clears it away. And up the floor, PSU. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Benedictine by 21. Little forearm shutter here. The shot goes up. It misses. And there will be a foul against Benedictine. And again, as she goes into the lane, and we've seen this several times during the course of the game, Haley Ingram, earlier in the game she went with the stiff arm. This time she just kind of went with the forearm shiver. She held that forearm out and fended off her defender. At the line, Ingram, she has not scored in the game yet. Now she has, hitting her first of a couple of free throws. Haley is a 75.2% free throw shooter on the season. One more shot here for Ingram. Airborne, perfect, gets them both. 42-23, Lady Ravens in front as we go inside 7 minutes of play in the third quarter. Into the forecourt with the basketball for BC. Anna San Juan. Anna getting a lot of PT here tonight, as Benedictine is probably going to, and a long three, Skyler will be wide to the left, and the rebound will get away out of bounds. Back, it will come to Peru State. Benedictine is probably going to be, if you will, auditioning a lot of guards here this evening. Going to get a lot of PT from a lot of players, and particularly fortunate for Coach Folsom, because with the kind of lead that he's got here tonight, he's going to be able to get a lot of people play, because Benedictine, unfortunately, is going to be looking to fill the shoes of Aaliyah Kramer. Allie Kramer getting injured over in Fayette on Monday. And so they'll be looking for somebody to help. And here's a driving layup for Benedictine, and two more for Natalie Samarin. And she is at a dozen. Remember, coming into the game tonight, Natalie is 50 points shy of 1,000 in her career. So she's cut that down to 38. It'll take a big second half for her to reach that. Probably going to be a game or two down the road. We'll look forward to that huge landmark event. Coming down the court, we'll have a foul against BC. Picking up the personal foul is going to be Maddie Melton. Kind of fun watching Madeline Melton play. She is a hustler, a 5'11" freshman from Lewisburg, Kansas. And from what I've seen of her in her playing time so far this season, she's kind of got one speed, and that's full speed all the time. First free throw is up and in. Alcantara, second one, rolls around, and she will get them both, picking up her 4th points of the evening. And the Benedictine lead now diminished to 44-25. 5:50 to play, third quarter. Putting it in play for Benedictine, deep in the backcourt is going to be Melton. She'll get it to San Juan and Anna into the forecourt. A lot of the Lady Ravens, if you look out on the floor, wearing knee braces from prior injuries, and Anna San Juan is certainly one of those. She's got almost a football lineman's kind of a device. Here's a shot from underneath. It's up. It's good. Give a bucket to Melton, plus one. The foul is going to be on Libby Baumer. Libby picking up her first foul tonight. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. 46-25. The free throw coming up here, and it is good. Melton has her 5th point today. 47-25. Benedict leads it here by some 22 points. That now their largest lead. Benedictine reaching in, and they're going to pick up a foul on the upcourt play. Give Anna San Juan that one. It is her first foul. Quickly over to the left side. A 3-point shot. Set sail, but very short. Rebounding it down is Natalie Samarin. And the amusing part of it was, Natalie usually picks up those rebounds anywhere from 3 to maybe 8 feet away from the rim. That time, she chased that ball all the way to the corner, kind of caught it from behind. Ravens back on offense. Out on top of it is going to be Aaliyah Raines. 5 minutes to play. We're midpoint in the third quarter. Skip pass over to the left side to Samarin. 10 on the shot clock. Back over to the right side. It comes San Juan. Left-hand dribble. Accelerates down the left side of the lane. Kisses it off the window, but it's halfway down and spins out. Rebounding it away is going to be Peru State. Bobcats running up the floor, and it's going to be Natasha Deal. Start to the left side, comes to the right, keeps the dribble alive. Now dips it over into the right edge to Haley Ingram. Ingram's going to square up, pop a three, and knock it down. Haley Ingram had not scored at all in the opening half, has 5 here in the third quarter. 47-28 BC. 4:20 to play in the third quarter. And as the ball is out on top with Riley Wade, she is defended closely and ultimately is going to be fouled by Ingram. Haley Ingram picking up personal foul number 3. It's going to be the 2nd foul. By Peru State here in the third quarter. 4 fouls already by Benedictine. Now, Kyra in the game for BC, and she is fouled by Julie Miller. For Benedictine, 6'3", Kyra Misuraca was just dribbling to the right. She's got great speed, and again, Kyra with the big knee braces. She missed last season with a knee injury. And as she was driving across, Julie got a little bit behind her and tried to catch up, picking up that foul. That'll be her third. Benedictine brings it in. Here's Kyra with the left hand, and the layup is good. So Mizoraka has 8 points, and it's a 49-28 BC advantage is where it's a four-minute mark of the third quarter. Into the fourth court, Natasha Deal. Now the Ravens pin her up at the top corner, but she's able to get rid of it. Adriel Bell has come back into the game, the 5'3" point guard. Here's a three launched and missed, and rebounding it down, Brzozowski. Holly Brzozowski out of Hera, Oklahoma. Cross-court pass alone. Here's a three. Heather off the window. Did she call that shot? Heather went up off for three. Her first points of the game, and it's 52-28, Benedictine. Now the ball is on the floor. Players down there, 3, 4, 5 on the floor now, rolling around like a fumbling. Finally, they'll call a jump ball. Coming up with a huge grin on her face, Maddie Melton. Just say, I got that thing knocked loose, and I was able to force a turnover. BC's got to have it back in. 3.5 to go in the third. Here's San Juan taking the inbound pass and bringing it up the floor. 52-28, Lady Ravens in front. Women's college basketball here on the Heart of America Athletic Conference. The feed to Kyra. Crosses over. Reverse layup, and it wouldn't go down. It was a big-time play, but didn't quite finish. Up with Wacom Lady Bobcats. Deal down the left side. Guarded by San Juan. One-hand push pass over to the left side. Back and in. Turning, shooting, but it won't drop. Peru State couldn't get that one to fall, and BC with the rebound. Now the feed to the left side. The dish in the middle. The running shot is up and in, but did we have a foul prior to the shot? We did. Wave off the bucket. The foul on Peru State's Jacinta Mosley. Mosley picking up her second foul of the game. Bobcats now at team foul four, and we'll be shooting free throws for both teams for the last 2:55 of the third quarter. It's a 52-28 Benedictine lead. Inbound, Kyra shot, no. Rebound, Peru State. Lady Bobcats cleared Samantha Stewart with that rebound out of Mount Air, Iowa. And as she comes up the floor, she picks up her dribble, and the player to whom she was intending to throw the ball suddenly found a defender in front of her. She had nowhere to go with it and took an extra step or two and turns it over. Benedictine will have it back in play. We're at 2:41 to go in the third quarter. Both head coaches on their feet. Chad Folsom for Benedictine. Ian Holleran for Peru State. Chad Folsom is kind of one of the last of a dying breed of head coaches that wears the necktie. He's got the suit coat, the jacket, and the tie. And, I mean, it's no longer, you know, Tom Landry out on the sideline and in a tie and a coat. But you see so many coaches going to the hoodie, the pullover, you know, a polo or something. But Chad Folsom still does it in the classic fashion. 2:18 to go in the third quarter. 52-28. A foul on the floor is going to put Benedictine at the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Mosley, and Jacinta has her third foul at the stripe for BC. Heather Runnebaum, who is an 81% free throw shooter, and that one's in. Actually, it's an exaggeration. 80.8% free throw shooter, but she hit that one, so probably now up over 81. Heather with one more shot coming up. She hit a three already this quarter, and that free throw will come up just a little bit short. It is a 53-28 Benedictine lead as we're at 2:10 to play, still in the third quarter. Women's college basketball coming to you from Atchison, Kansas this evening, and now a little bounce pass just gets away. I think two Peru players felt that the ball was intended for the other. They stood there, watched it bounce a couple of times and roll out of bounds between them, and it'll come back into Benedictine. Putting it in play, here's a player that I find great joy in watching, is Jennifer Jacobs out of Cape and Mount Carmel. It's out on the floor for BC. The feed will come to the right side, going into the lane. Alley up and in! Brzozowski with a power move for two. 55-28. Lady Ravens in front. Peru gets into the forecourt with it on the long pass. Here's Adriel Bell back in. Peru State has played, I believe, everyone they have brought. Benedictine is one player short of having played the entire bench. Here's a long three, and it's very short, reflecting that distance, but a long rebound pulled back down by the Lady Bobcats. Minute 20 to go in the third. BC in front, 55-28. Lady Ravens have the very best scoring defense in the heart of America Athletic Conference, but as good as it is, they're not holding teams to this kind of scoring. This is a phenomenal defensive effort. Benedictine. Through 15 games, they have limited their opponents to 52.7 a game. They are going to give up fewer than that tonight. A minute 12 to go, third quarter. At the free throw line, the shot, no. Alcantara misses the front half. And 55-29. Ravens out on top. Runner bomb. Cuts to the left side. Stops near the baseline. Shot clock at 12. She's in a little trouble. Gets it away to Allie. And Coach Folsom sees her in a little trouble. He's going to take a timeout to preserve the possession. We'll take a break with him. What do you say? Joseph? The timeout with 49 seconds to go in the third. Benedictine 55, Peru State 29.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts. 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, Benedictine was shooting 50% at halftime from the floor, and I was thinking what a great percentage that was. Well, in the third quarter, they have upped the ante a little bit. Right now, shooting 52.2% on 24 of 46 shooting, hitting a third of their three-point shots and two out of three at the free throw line. The only thing keeping Peru State as close as they are, and I say that as they are trailing by 26, Peru State is 9 of 11 at the free throw line tonight. I remind you again that the men's game is coming up here on Care Radio with a 7:30 tip-off. And looking at the clock at the quarter to seven now, it could be pretty close. We're in the last minute of the third quarter. The officials taking a considerable amount of time with this timeout as they are now over at the scorer's table and they are reviewing some video. And I'm sure it's going to have something to do with probably the shot clock. They had made an adjustment to that and have reset. Okay, they've reset the game clock to 51.8. So they put two more seconds on the game clock. And I think Coach Folsom's asking, are you going to put a couple of more on the shot clock? And I think that's what they are doing now. It will take, yep, that's what they've done. They've added two to the shot clock. So 51.8 to go in the third quarter. 10 on the shot clock. Lady Ravens are going to have it into their offensive baseline. It'll be triggered in for Benedictine by Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson out on top. It'll come to J.J. Feed over to the right side. Back in the middle. Jennifer Jacobs turn, shoots, and count it. Jennifer Jacobs for two. Now 57-29 Benedictine. And Peru State, they stop play for a moment. Going to retrieve the basketball. Benedictine is on the court with Nicholson, Ronnebaum, Wade, Jacobs, and Brzezowski. Up court with it, Adriel Bell. Peru on offense, right side Ingram. She'll drive baseline, and there's going to be a block called on Allie. Brzezowski thought that she was in and stationary and clearly set. She probably got a pretty good argument there, but the foul is going to be called on Allie. So Brzezowski will pick up her third personal foul. At the line, Ingram. Shot up and in. She is 3 of 3 at the free throw line, and Brew continues to excel, shooting free throws now 10 of 12 tonight. The officials have really slowed this game down, and now they're just getting a ball back out on top for Ingram to take her second free throw. That one will not go in. And Benedictine and Allie Brzezowski coming up with a rebound. 57-30, Benedictine. Shot clock and game clock are about a half a second apart. Here's Jacobs with the ball. Back over to the right side, Nicholson. Nicholson feeds Brzezowski just to the right side of the free throw line. Back out on top, Brzezowski. It's three. No. Rebound, and Jacobs is over the back. Jennifer Jacobs will pick up her first foul. And here we go to the other end to shoot. We will. And this is what's going to take a lot of time. 8 seconds to go in the third quarter. When you get to that five foul in the quarter plateau and you shoot free throws for the rest of the quarter, and a lot of times that really disrupts the ebb and flow of the game. Now the officials having another conference at the top of the key. And they're going to come over to the scorer's table. What we have here is a considerably inexperienced officiating crew. We've got one very veteran, one a little bit veteran, and one rookie, I would guess, official out of the court. And they're just trying to get this all square and do it to the best of their ability. And I think they do have it now correct, in fact. So, here we go. Haroustink will be coming to the free throw line and step it up there. That's Libby Baumert. So at the line, Libby is a 76.5% free throw shooter this season. This first one, it is up and it is good. That is her first point tonight. The second free throw is not going to fall in, and Runnabom pulls down the board. BC will outlet up the court on the floor once. The shot. There it is. Riley Wade for two on the assist by Runnabom, and we are set to go to the fourth quarter. After three in Atchison, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 59, Peru State 31.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Now, as we go to the fourth quarter, not looking to put any pressure on anyone, but there are two players for Benedictine who have not scored in the game. Only two. And one of those has not yet been in the game. So we will see if that happens and if everyone gets on the offensive board. That is not easily done, by the way, to have every player on a team score. And let me take that a step further. It's more simple when Benedictine, like they did earlier this year against Manhattan Christian College, is scoring 117 points instead of team record. Well, you're not scoring 117 tonight. There were a lot of points there to go all around. 59 right now in the game, so it has been very balanced. And now the pass in the middle is going to be stolen away by Samarin. Here comes Benedictine. BC, Nicholson, Karis Keogh, Rain, Samarin, and Washington. Rains goes over to the left side. Aaliyah kicks it off on top. Nicholson, Kennedy goes right, stops, pulls up, three, rolls out, won't go. And rebound down to Julie Miller for Peru. 9.5 minutes left. Lady Bobcats, here's Deal with it. Kicks it over to the left side, pushes off on top. Peru State working hard out there. I mean, they are running the offense. They are moving. Here's a driving layup that will not go in, and a foul on Benedictine. Bichon really had very little chance, but it was a good maneuver by Maddie Duncan to put herself in a position to have been shooting and therefore draw a couple of free throws. The foul is going to be on Natalie. Free throw. It's up and in. So Natalie Samarin will have her second foul of the game. First free throw, yes. Second free throw, also good. Maddie Duncan is the first player for Peru to reach double-figure scoring. She now has 10. 59-33. 9:20 to go in the game. BC with the ball, with the lead. Samarin, right side of the free throw line, just outside the circle, kicks it out on top, and it's going to be knocked away from Reigns. And now, sprawling across the floor, Samarin goes headlong. That is not the kind of play that you get from a 6'2", fifth-year senior, just to throw herself across the floor like that. But Natalie did just that. Fortunately, she gets up. She seems like she's all right. And in the process, she was able to save possession for Benedictine. Lady Ravens putting it back in play. Nicholson to the left side. Top side, Twyla. Over to the right to Skyler. She'll feed off the block. Samarin backing in. Can't get a shot away. Feeds over to the right side. Reigns got it for two. Leah Reigns makes it a 61-33 Benedictine lead. Down to 8.5 to go. Into the fourth quarter comes on the outlet pass. Adriel Bell starts to the left side. Gets picked up by three defenders. Doesn't like those odds. Brings it back out on top again. Shot clock is quickly down to 12. Peru kicks it to Julie Miller. She's at the top of the key. Looks inside. No one there. 8 on the shot clock. Starting to the left. Pulling up. The shot too strong. The rebound. Peru backing in off the block. Moving, shooting, scoring. That was very nicely done for Peru State. Getting that bucket, Maria Alcantara, her 7th point. 61-35, Benedictine. Inside 8 to play. Skyler Washington. Skyler was awarded a basketball, a signed ball at the beginning of the game that commemorated her reaching that 1,000-point plateau. And here's a crossover reverse layup up and in for Aaliyah Reigns. 63-35, Benedictine, 7.5 to go. So the Lady Ravens have already had one player achieve that 1,000-point career milestone this season. Here's a turnaround by Julie Miller. No, rebounding it down. Samarin, and she gets fouled in the backcourt. Here's what happens when you're 5'3" and you're guarding a player who's 6'2". The odds of you committing a foul geometrically increase. And that's what happened there. Adriel Bell picking up her second foul. That'll be two team fouls for Peru, one for Benedictine here in the fourth quarter. 7:11 to go in the game. Ravens with it out topside. Twilek starts it over to the right side. Now feeds to the block. The shot up short. We're about to get down again. Going to be Peru State and Alcantara. Bobcats up the floor, Natasha Deal. Oh, beautiful entry pass, and Julie shot blocked by Samarin. Here comes Benedictine. Lady Ravens on the run. Down the right side, Kennedy Nicholson. Out on top, Samarin for three. Rims out. It ran all the way around, and a wonderful offensive board by Skyler Washington. She'll go to Aaliyah Reigns, and BC will reset the offense with 6.5 to play in the game. Reigns underneath, goes up for another reverse layup, and Julie Miller says, no, you're not going to get that, and commits a foul in the process of looking to block that shot. So for Julie Miller, it'll be personal foul number 4. And Benedictine will put Aaliyah Reigns at the free throw line. Into the game now for BC is going to come Madeline Melton. First free throw by Reigns is good. Melton's on the right side of the lane. Allie Brzozowski on the left side of the lane. In the backcourt, Kennedy Nicholson. And the second free throw is also good. Skylar Washington is at the top of the key. And after hitting the free throw, Reigns comes out. She's probably going to call it a night. And back into the game for Benedictine. Heather Runabaugh, Atchison native, out of Morehill Mount Academy. Here's a 16-foot jumper from the right side, no good. Rebound, Benedictine. Kennedy Nicholson to Skyler, jailbreak, and they won't go in, but Skyler's able to get her own rebound, pull it out on top to Heather. 6 minutes to go, and now we've got a player on the floor for BC. They go over and help her to her feet as the official comes over and says somebody threw a shoulder. That is the fifth foul of the game for Julie Miller. So Julie will foul out of the game tonight with 5 points. We're at 6:02 to go. Braves are going to bring it back in. 65-35 BC. Ronabon deep in the right corner. Dribbles out toward the top. Keeps the dribble alive. Left hand goes into the lane. Puts up the runner. It won't quite fall. Great effort. She knifed through the defense, but it wouldn't go in. Lady Ravens by 30 with 5:40 to play. Peru all the way to the rack, and we get a whistle and a foul. This one could be on Kennedy. It is. Kennedy Nicholson. Played at Eisenhower High School, by the way, if you're familiar with Sedgwick County and its school systems. Out of Goddard, Kansas. Goddard Eisenhower, always a state tournament contender. Free throws up and good. That is the 7th point of the game for Peru's Haley Ingram, who scored all of these in the second half. This went airborne, and it'll rattle around for a minute, but it goes in. 65-37. Ravens in front, and another substitution or two coming in for Peru State. Again, they have exhausted their bench long ago. And Benedictine, I think, may have now gotten everyone into the game. Yes, they have. Here's a shot in the middle. It goes in, and they're going to call a travel on Allie Brzezowski. The fact that Allie was dribbling the ball up above the top of the key and drove into the lane didn't quite get away quickly enough. Benedictine has Raina Jasper out there. Raina is a 5'6 freshman from Garnett, Kansas. So for BC, it is Jasper, Runabom, Melton, Wade, and Brzezowski. And I guarantee you, you've never seen those five on the floor at the same time this season, or any season, for that matter. Here's a foul against Benedictine. Coming to the free throw line, Peru State. Stepping up there, Jacinta Mosley. Her free throw rolls in. And Peru State continues to be absolutely splendid at the free throw line. Now, 16 of 20. This one does not go down. BC with the board. It'll be taken down by Maddie Melton. It's actually Madeline, but, you know, Maddie's good. Here's a driving shot from the left side. Raina Jasper! Raina, her first point of the game. You can hear the ripple of excitement coming from the Benedictine bench as she knocks down her first point of the game. There's a shoulder drop, and there's the offensive foul called. And again, you drop the shoulder, you go in strong, you're going to have that offensive foul called. It'll be the fourth foul on Mosley. 4 minutes and 40 seconds to play. BC with the basketball. Here comes Raina Jasper. Raina brings it up the floor. Pulls up her dribble, now in a little trouble. Dashes it over to the left side to Wade. Riley takes it to the free throw line, kicks it over to the right side. Jacobs back on the top, run a bomb. Back in the middle of JJ. In, up, off the glass, doesn't get it. And a rebound out of play. It's Peru basketball. 4:14 to go. Benedictine by 29. Duncan back in. Bell comes out for Peru. Peru wanting to make another substitution, and they will, taking out Mosley, and Sammy Stewart returns to the floor. Bobcats are going to bring it in, and here's Stewart doing the upcourt work. Way out on top between the circles. Haley Ingram. On the left side, Ravens collapse the defense, but a nice reverse move put on, and the bucket is going to be up and good. And that is knocked in by Alcantara. She's at 9 points now. 67-40, Benedictson. 3:45 and rolling along. Cutting into the lane, the feet underneath. Runabomb on the assist by Riley Wade. And the Runabomb with a half a dozen. 69-40. Here's a long three. Short. Rebound. Tossed out of bounds. And it is going to be Lady Raven basketball. So Benedictin is going to pick up their 12th win of the year here tonight and move to 12-4. Go to 5-2 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. BC into the forecourt. Here's Raina Jasper out on top. Heather. Ronabom works away to the right side. Goes between the circles. Jacobs feeds into the lane. And it's going to be knocked down. And now Ronabom gets tripped. Falls to the floor. No whistle. No foul. The official says, a 30-point game with 3 minutes to go. We're not stopping this for much. Here's a long three that misses. And the ball is going to roll around. And Benedictine is going to save it in the backcourt. Now it's going to be reached in and tied up. Jump ball possession, BC. 2:55 to go. The officiating crew talking to Coach Folsom. They both kind of smile because everybody knows it's going to have to be something reasonably substantial for them to want to stop play at this point. But falling in that category, a timeout taken by Coach Hollerin. Crew State taking a TO. Let's do it, Joseph. 2:55 to play in the ladies' game. It's Benedictine 69, Peru State 40.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Both men's teams are in the hallways respective to their locker rooms and kind of watching the end of this one, getting ready to come out for the guys' game. On its way here before too long. Benedictine comes into the forecourt and full court pressure by Peru State forces a turnover. Raina Jasper comes across midcourt, tries to put on the brakes, but they didn't hold very well. She slips a little bit, travels with the basketball, and it will be again in the hands of Peru. 69-40. Benedictine at 2:40 to play. The drive to the baseline, the shot won't go in, and the Raven rebound by Jennifer Jacobs results in her being fouled, and we're going to walk to the other end of the court, and Jacobs will have free throw opportunities. I mentioned Jennifer, the 6'1" freshman from Wichita, Kansas, a product of KMC. Jennifer struggled a little bit so far this year at the free throw line, where she's 10 of 17. That's about a 59% clip. First one here, up, and no. One more shot coming up for Jennifer Jacobs, who's got 2 points this evening. Left side of the lane is going to be Raina Jasper. Right side of the lane for Benedict is going to be Riley Wade. Second free throw is up and good. In the backcourt, you've got Ronabom and Melton. Peru back up the floor. The Ravens lead 70-40. Don't have to be really good at math to figure out that difference. Down the right side, Bobcats. A shot in traffic is thrown, and a foul is going to be called. BC will send Peru back to the free throw line. Game slowing down here in the last couple of minutes. At the free throw line, Samantha Stewart. Now, Samantha looking to score for tonight, and that one won't be it. The foul, by the way, was on BC's Raina Jasper. A chance at her only point of the game, and it's going to be good for Stewart. 70-41. Benedictine. Jasper will bring it up the floor, dump it over to the right side. Riley Wade with it. Goes into the right corner to Jasper. The defense swarming now. Here's a three. Too strong. Rebounded underneath Lady Ravens. Back out on top. They're going to come with 2 minutes to play. Here's Ronnebaum. Skip pass. Left block. And the left-handed shot up and good. Madeline Melton for seven. 72-41. Benedictine. 31-point lead. Here's a runner on the other end that misses. And another Jennifer Jacobs rebound. She gets fouled in the process, and we will walk again to the other end of the floor. That is the first foul of the night for Peru's Natasha Deal. Natasha, a 5'7" freshman. Coming to the free throw line for BC is going to be Jennifer Jacobs. She was up there a moment ago hitting 1 of 2. See how she does here. The first one, perfect. Lady Ravens are going to get a couple days off, and Saturday we'll be with them up in Iowa. Second free throw, good for Jacobs. Benedictine will be traveling to Graceland. We'll have ladies game at 2, guys game at 4 on Saturday right here on Care Radio. Minute and a half to play in the ball game. Benedictine leading it now 74-41. Here's a shot from the baseline. Will not go in, but a blocked shot picked up off the floor, and Peru will continue to control the ball. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Stewart, left side. It's going to be stolen. There's a breakaway. Raina Jasper in, up, can't get it. Rebound underneath Ronnebaum, and it's going to be ripped out of her hands. Going the other way is Stewart. She will drive and shoot and score plus one. Samantha Stewart fouled after she made the steal, took it the length of the floor, was able to hit the bucket, and comes to the line right here. The shot, it's up and in. So Stewart will complete the conventional three-point play, getting her team back to within 30. 74-44. 1 minute to play. That foul, by the way, was on Riley Wade for Benedictine, if you're keeping a scorebook at home. BC comes into the forecourt. We get another foul call. This is going to be on Stewart. And now Benedictine will come to the free throw line. Looking at the clock, 7 or 9. The guy's game won't start at 7:30, but it'll be within 3 minutes or so of that, probably. Here's your free throw. It is just a little bit short. One more free throw coming up for Riley Wade. And that one, not quite as short, but still too short. Rebounding it down, Peru State. Stewart, again, goes coast to coast, shoots, misses this time, and Ronnebaum sweeps it down. Here comes Heather. She could use a little help getting it into the forecourt, but is finally able to outrun Natasha Deal to the timeline. Lady Ravens with it out on top. Half a minute to go here. Skip pass over to the right side. Jacobs has it knocked out of her hands. Picked back up by Peru. Up the floor. Left side. Running. Shooting. Scoring. Are we going to get a one? We are again. And another opportunity at a three-point play for Samantha Stewart. And Samantha Stewart is already a starter, so she's just done out there hustling to trying to get herself a starting spot. However, Stewart, even though she's a starter, only averages 1.4 a game. This free throw is up and good, and she has, 7 points, all of them here in the fourth quarter. 74-47. Benedictine, Lady Ravens are going to take it across midcourt. They're going to let it wind out if Peru will allow it. They'll stand back. BC's not going to force the issue, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight in the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 74, Peru State 47, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Skyway Vapes has a new home.
See them at 7-Eleven Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Back with you here from the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where in the first of our doubleheader this evening, the Lady Ravens led the game coast to coast, jumped in front 6-0, pushed it to a 10-point lead at the end of the quarter, 17 at the end of the half, and up 22 after three quarters. They win it tonight, 74-47. They led by 30-plus at one point late in the ballgame. For Peru State, one player getting a double-figure scoring. It was Maddie Duncan. She reached 10. Maria Alcantara had 9, 8 of the ballgame for Haley Ingram. It was a 7-point contest for Samantha Stewart. 5 tonight for Julie Miller. Jacinta Mosley had 4, 3 for Natasha Deal, and 1 tonight for Libby Baumert. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, what we got? 12 players in the scoring column. BC was led by Natalie Samarin. They have been so many times that she had 12 points. Natalie, the only Lady Raven to reach double-figure scoring. How about that? Following Natalie's 12, it was an 8-point night for Kennedy Nicholson, 8 for Aaliyah Raines, 8 for Ali Brzowski, 8 for Kyra Miss Karaka. And then you'll fall to a Maddie Melton, 7-point game. Both Heather Runnebaum and Skylar Washington had 6-5 tonight for Jennifer Jacobson. It was 2 each. Raina Jasper, Anna San Juan, Riley Wade, Benedictine getting everybody in the game and everybody having a little fun here tonight on the first home game of 2022. Stick around. Guys game coming up shortly as the two men's teams are out of the court warming up. The BC women ended up shooting very, very well in the course of the game. And congratulations to Coach Folsom and the Lady Ravens as they have their 12th win of the year. We'll be back. Guys game coming up next. Final score in the ladies' contest once again. BC 74, Peru State 47. We'll take a brief intermission. Don't go far. Joseph, take good care of our listeners, would you please?
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports Boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven Basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.